First part of session 106. We've made it this far. Let's start the beginning of the end. Appropriately, let's begin. In this first part of session 106, it sounds even strange to say it at this point. You never think you're going to reach the end, but just think about it as something in the future. So here we are. There is some information about, of course, Carla, Don, and Jim. Funny enough, they focus a lot on their health here, and they talk about these different situations that they were going through. As a reminder, historically, you know that this is the one session that they recorded in the new house, just so you remember the moving from Kentucky to Georgia, nearby Atlanta. I'm not even sure what the town is. That move happened between session 105 and 106. Many months passed here. Let's see, this was recorded, channeled and recorded in March of 1984, March 15, and the last one was in October of 1983. So several months, what is that, 6 months? So yeah, this is the last session, and it was the one that took the most in between sessions. So that's indicative of how much they were going through with moving and so on. I have mentioned already how chaotic it was, this move, and then the residents at that place, how difficult it was to also live in that place. You can read everything else. I don't think I'm a good... I can't transmit well the story, but yes, I encourage you to go read the commentary in book 5, and you can also find it in lawofone.info in the specific session. I always say that I love, you know, this website because it gives you all the information of the session. So that's where we are at. We are at Georgia at the one and only session they recorded outside of that other house in Kentucky. So with that being said, a lot of stuff is happening. This is like the end of the winter already in March 15. It was a harsh winter, so a lot of things happen in the house. Some water pipes froze and broke, and Jim was trying to work all this stuff. Don was going on a very long commute that would take him longer to drive to the airport from the house where they lived. Then it would take him from Louisville to fly over to the airport in Atlanta. So it was crazy, everything they were going through, and yet they were able to, you know, squeeze one last session. And so that's the one we're going to cover. Again, I don't want to extend myself too much here because I will make a couple of other episodes as reflections and lessons learned and everything else about the raw material in the end of the second part of this session. So let's get into this session, cover it as much as we can. We'll probably get to halfway through, and then we'll finish it up with the last episode. So this is the first question. As usual, Don says, could you first please give me the condition of the instrument? Ross says, the parameters of this instrument are marginal, both physically and mental emotionally. The vital energy of this entity is biased towards strength, weakness. So, a couple of important things here to say. Her physical and mental emotional energies were pretty much tanked for all the reasons I mentioned before. Not only was it very difficult for her body to go through this winter, it was very cold, and the house apparently wasn't furnished in a way that was heat, insulated, like it could maintain the heat. It was very cold. Carla had often, and you know how Carla was, she was very frail. She had blisters in her feet and or on her feet. Many other things that was just deteriorating her health physically and emotionally, mentally and emotionally. She was going through this process with Don when he was visibly, you know, affected by all of this. And you can imagine, I mean, Don having to deal with this commute and was just also undergoing something that I will discuss at the end, not at the end of episode part two of the session, but at the very end, I'm going to dedicate a whole episode to talk about them and the ending of the Raw Contact and so on. So we'll talk about that. Something very interesting about what was going on before Don's death and Carla's near death. Also, how long did it take? It took possibly 6-7 years for her to recover from Don's death. It was painful. So I'll try to cover as much as possible at that point. But yeah, right now we can see, you know, the precursors of this. However, her vital energies were stronger. And this illustrates how we can have a lot of issues physically and mentally, and yet we are willing to live. Our body can be very sick. Our mind can be very confused and agitated, and yet our desire to continue to live is there. That's the vital energy. You see, it has nothing to do with how our state of mind or physical state is. It's just our willingness to live. And the opposite is also true. We can be, well, not so much mentally and emotionally stable, but that could happen also, I guess. You know, as your vital energy somehow are just very low, and although that's usually felt by the mind, the body doesn't need to feel it that immediate, but the mind is the first one to feel it. But yeah, this, it's some of the interplay that happens in most important, like I said, vital energies. I mean, Carla's health deteriorated more, and her mental emotional state even more after Don's death, and yet she lasted us another 30 years or so, more than 30 years. That's it's quite impressive, I would say. That's because of vital energies. She was willing to live. And I'll read something if we get to that question also. That is a note in the Q&As. But yeah, let's move to the next question. This question two, where Don says, by marginal, do you mean that, well, let me put it this way. What would the instrument do to make the marginal condition much better? So what can Carla do to improve her marginal conditions of physical and emotional mental state? Ross says the instrument is proceeding through a portion of the incarnational experience during which the potential for mortal distortion of the left renal system is great. Less important, but adding to the marginality of distortion towards viability, are severe allergic reactions and the energizing of this and other distortions towards weakness, strength. The mental emotional complex is engaged in what may be best be termed inappropriate compassion. It's an interesting pairing of words, right? Inappropriate compassion. I love that. So let's first talk about the first part where they say that there is a mortal distortion of her left kidney, right? That's what they mean with the left renal system, or at least that's what I gather. So one of her kidneys was with a great potential for just death. She was going to die basically out of this. And so this is some, they're going to talk more about this, why that's there and why she didn't go through that death, even though she was at potential of mortal distortion. And especially one would think if she was potentially able to die because of this, And then after going through Dawn's death and her health deteriorating, how could she possibly survive all of this? It seemed like everything was pushing her to death, and yet she didn't. So keep that in mind. I think we're going to talk about that in the next question or so. And that is one of the conditions. The other one is her predisposition for allergies. And this is something that they had to take care of before they move in, at least preliminarily. And that was with the constant, not a ritual, but yeah, the cleansing or the keeping of some part of the house where there were some bees and other apiary denizens, as Ra called them. And this was the place outside of the house where, you know, they tried to keep it as safe as possible for her. But yet, I think the allergic reactions here have to do with the state of the house, which, again, had mold and the carpets and just a bunch of other issues that would exacerbate these allergies. So that was a big problem. So it was less important, but yet they were adding to her physical state. And then we move into the mental emotional complex, which is, as Ra says, moving into inappropriate compassion. So this is a sort of foolish compassion that is generated by not being well considered. And it's, I think it has to do with that desire for Carla to, once again, you know, try to alleviate from her sacrificing of herself, Dawn, and even engaging Dawn in a sort of energy transfer that was also deleterious for him on a certain level, even though it wasn't like it was something. It sounds strange to call it deleterious or damaging, or that it would affect him, because eventually it helped or aided him in his spiritual progress. This is a good point to know that a lot of the things that happen to us, they seem deleterious on one level, from one aspect, because it seems like it's affecting us physically and mentally, and yet spiritually is a great gift for us to take and move and just go with it. So again, we will talk about this more as the episodes build up, because we're moving towards the end of this relationship that they had with each other, and of course with Ra. So just keep this in mind. We don't have much more to discuss in terms of metaphysics and model of the Law of One and so on. So if you're listening to this, you're basically listening to the end of their work together. And, you know, there are some good insights that we can get out of all of this, especially, like I said, at the end when I will do a summary of that energy transfer that happened between Dawn and Carla. And spoiler alerts, it has to do with love and wisdom, the spiritual work that actually happens. So let me recapitulate a little bit on this so you know what's to come in the next couple of episodes. When we clear up to a significant level, in other words, when we begin spiritual work, because we begin with the lower triad of the energy centers, those have to do with self-recognition, right? I am this body, I am this mind. And all teenagers go through this process, right? Because they come out of that age in which they're innocent, they're moving in life without too much attention to, you know, their bodies and their image. And suddenly, you know, teenagers go through this process and say, whoa, I am a person, you know, and I have a body to take care of, and I have an appearance to maintain also with others and so on. So this is a natural process. We're opening these lower energy centers. Not all kids are like that, of course, but the vast majority, we are like that. And that is not maturity. That is the opening, right? This needs to go up to the heart, and that's where we begin spiritual work. Of course, we're very teenage, at best, we are a teenage society, always worried about, you know, our image and our body and conserving it and keeping it, and that's why we have so many. I mean, I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but that's why we have so many aesthetics in the world, and we want surgery, and we want to keep ourselves young and all this stuff. So it's a behavior, you know. I'm not pointing fingers, but that's how it is. We want to maintain a certain teenage attitude, you know, to life. So you can extrapolate from this and see what I mean. But yeah, the truth is that once we move from there to the heart, then we begin a different work. You know, we're no longer concerned or give too much importance to our appearance. It doesn't mean that you're gonna purposely look somehow, you know, unappealing or something like that. There is a sort of dignity that we all preserve because we appreciate that. That would be sort of negating the lower energy centers. You know, enjoy this body, be this body in the way you want to be. But it's not all dedicated to that, is what I mean. You begin to see that there is more to life. And so when you begin to see this, you have to inevitably, if you're in the positive path, begin to harmonize your life with the world. That begins spiritual work. So love, compassion, and humility are important here. These are the ones that are going to sort of open up the energy from the lower energy triad to the heart. From here, however, obviously it doesn't end. It's not all about love and compassion and humility. You have to bring wisdom onto this. And so these two, if you follow me, fourth and fifth chakra, these two represent the heart of the self, love and wisdom. So these two working together, that's what we call spiritual work. What is their end goal? What are they potentiating? What are they increasing, intensifying? Well, the next energy center, which is the gateway to intelligent infinity. Indigo ray, that's the work of the adept or the spiritual worker, basically. And that's how it works. What is the indigo energy center in terms of metaphysics? Well, the balancing of love and compassion as it is in the moment. So any imbalance will create a sort of dimming of this energy center, and we see that with different ways, some arrogance or too much humility and so on. These are ways to describe the different ways in which we can engage in conscious work with our heart, with our throat chakra, wisdom, love, etc. So big description, only to say that we will discuss this in terms of the experience that Don and Carla had together, and that brought basically to an end the transmission of the raw contact. And yes, so we'll get to that, don't worry, just keep that in mind too. if I ever ask you to keep something in mind, just keep that in mind. And what was the other thing I said? No, I think that was it, right? Yeah, it'll come back to me if I didn't. But yeah, let's keep moving with these questions, and hopefully I am incentivizing you enough to keep listening to the rest couple of episodes. We have one more based on the raw material, and then I'm not sure how many I'm going to do, maybe 2-3 episodes of not only conclusions, like I said, lesson learns and something like that, just my path, my understanding, where I'm heading and all that, to finish basically this so-called season of my podcast, and also the playlist on YouTube that is regarding the raw material. Stay, of course, in tune. Let's move to question 3. Don says, would Ra please recommend the steps we should take to alleviate or reverse the conditions of which you just spoke? So Carla's allergic and renal issues, basically, and possibly the inappropriate compassion, which again, we'll talk about later. Ra says, we can do this. The renal distortions are subject to affirmations. The entity at present beginning what may be called initiation, big word there, we should keep it in mind, is releasing toxins, and therefore larger amounts of liquid to aid in the dilution of these toxins is helpful. The allergies are already being largely controlled by affirmation and the near constant aid of the healer known as Bob. So, a little parallel here is that let me put it this way first. So, there is an effect that affirmations and this, it's almost like a redirection of will to where we are going to, right? So an affirmation, the way I see it, and it works for every sort of affirmation. You can call it prayer, you can call it mantra, reciting, you can call it anything that you want, but it is the directing of our will to the focus, the objective of what we want. Yes, instead of just keeping our mind open in the sense of the world is imprinting this upon me. I don't know, I have no control over it. But you direct your will this way. That would be an affirmation. That's the power of them. And the renal system is obviously sensitive to this. I remember Scott Mandelker talking about, beautifully, about how the renal system is, it's a filtering, right? That's what the kidneys do. It's a filtering of the blood and what is blood, but mainly water. And so there is a lot of water. That's why it filters and we urinate through the work of the kidneys. So there's a lot of filtering going through, and water is easily impressed, right, by emotions and thoughts and so on. So it is very responsive and sensitive to affirmations. And so what is the recommendation? A lot of liquids. Like I've said in the past, please don't get fooled by the word liquid. You must have a preference for water, not these drinks, so-called drinks or beverages. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna get a Starbucks coffee, right? That's mainly water. Wrong. 700 calories in there, depending on what you get. Or maybe even, you know, the, like I said, the sports drink and all these things. Just drink water and try to drink the most purified water you can find. I distill my own water. I have a distiller, and there are less than 5 particles per million in my distilled water. Then I grab some minerals that I buy and I throw them in, and at least I know what I'm drinking. I don't know what the city water brings for me. And even some filtering doesn't take care of some of the particles that are there. So again, just try your best to drink the most pure water, at least, you know, the one you swallow. You can control what you get in your head and your mouth when you brush your teeth and so on. You just be mindful of that. Water just flushes everything, and drink a lot of water. You'd be amazed. Let me take a, every time I talk about diet, exercise, or water, I get pumped with this. But yeah, you would be surprised of how dehydrated you're used to be. The body is adaptable, and it knows, you know, if you give me this much water, I'll make you feel great with it, you know. But if you start drinking water, I think some people take it to the excess, you know, like, I gotta drink a gallon of water every day regardless. I don't know, maybe you're just putting your kidneys to work too much. Find the balance. My recommendation is, if you urinate and it's clear, you're hydrated, you're good. You know, if you start to see that it's going, and you should do this several times a day, shouldn't you? If you're not urinating more than 4 times a day, I think there is, you know, some issues there with your water intake. So just keep that as a method of tracking your hydration. I thought it was the most brilliant thing I read in the past, because there was so much discussion. You should drink only 8 glasses of water. No, 2 gallons of water. Nope, it all depends on you. And again, you know, pure water. And with pure water, I don't even mean distilled water, but just water, not juices and things like that. They would add more stuff to your system. In any case, that's helpful, regardless of the situation that you're going through. And if you're sick, guess what? You want to drink even more water, because you're getting rid of a lot of stuff. So, okay. What does this have to do with the kidney and also initiation that they said here? Well, Carlo is going through a process of spiritual balance. Like I said, I'll talk about all these details in a future episode, but this was a sort of initiation for her. It wasn't a particular initiation into something, but just an initiation into a big change in her life, which obviously was about to happen. And obviously it was happening on her. It wasn't like it was about to happen and she was getting prepared for it, but it was already happening, and the results of it are just the results, byproducts of this initiation. Dawn's demise, if we can call it that, or transcendence, if you want to use a prettier word, that was also a byproduct of his initiation. They were both going through initiation. Even Jim, if you remember, he was going through a process of getting more in line with himself. So yes, the allergies are already controlled also by this affirmation and the desire, of course, to continue her her well-being. And the healer known as Bob, who has been mentioned, Bob is like an unsung hero in the raw material, but he helped a lot. Let's keep covering the last part of this answer, what Ra says. Further aid may be achieved by the relocation of dwelling in future vigilance against humidity exceeding the healthful condition, or rather amount, in the atmosphere breathe. The mental emotional distortions are somewhat less easily lessened. However, the questionnaire and instrument together shall find it possible to do such a working. So you see, at the end they're pointing out the mental emotional distortions, saying that they are somewhat less effectively worked or suggested to do, right? Somewhat less easily lessened, meaning they're more difficult to lessen than, you know, the physical recommendations. But Dawn and Carla could work together, or find it possible to do this work together. That was the great work that was supposed to happen, and in a way, it did happen. It's up to the judge, which is you and me, to see or say how it happened. The other thing that they mentioned, which is going to come up soon, is the relocation. Further aid may be achieved by the relocation of dwelling and in future vigilance against humidity exceeding basically what Carla could breathe. And again, mold and all this stuff, which is really detrimental to Carla. And I believe Jim as well, but Carla was in a lesser physical health. So that referred to moving basically out of the house. Next question, question 4. Dawn says, how serious and critical is this renal problem? Is drinking liquids, I assume water is the best? Yay, yes, Dawn, it is. The only thing we can do for that, or is there something else other than liquids and water? Ra says, note the interrelationship of mind and body complexes. This is one example of such interweaving of the design of catalyst and experience. The period of renal delicacy is serious, but only potentially. Should the instrument desire to leave this incarnational experience, the natural and non-energized opportunity to do so has been inbuilt, just as the period during which the same entity did, in fact, leave the incarnational experience and then return by choice was inlaid. So what is Ra talking about here? Sounds all confusing, right? Well, I'm your candle of light to add clarity to this. So hold on to me and you'll see at least some illumination. So first, note the relief, because Dawn's question was, other than water, can we do anything else to alleviate her problems, her renal problems? And then Ra gives this answer. What are you talking about, my friend? Well, the first thing is to note the relationship between mind and body complexes. This is a very good example of actually the relationship between catalyst and experience. So mind produces catalyst, body experiences as, you know, physical sensations and what we call the senses. So very nice example there for those archetypical mind students. The period of renal delicacy is serious, so the delicate state of the kidney is serious, but only potentially. why is it potential? Well, in essence, Carla's body was programmed, if you will, to have this sort of weakness. It's like an exit point, right? An exit point of the incarnation. And she had used it in the past. That's what they're saying here. Don't be confused by the rest. They're saying, in essence, her kidney is an exit point for the incarnation. She has used it in the past. But that was potential there. It wasn't like it was going to happen unless she tapped into it. So how did she tap into it? And I'm just going to read the note here. Right, and they talked about this in another session, which is in session 62. So Jim writes the following. He says, this was first mentioned in session 63, question 2 and 3, if you want to go check it out. Ra was referring to a near-death experience that Carla had when she was 13 years old. Carla was a child prodigy with many unique talents. Her parents decided that the best way to develop her gifts was never to compliment her, but only offer constructive criticism. All of her life, Carla wanted nothing more than to be of service. But because she was constantly getting this critical feedback from her parents, she felt, by the age of 13, that she was a failure who couldn't offer service to anyone. So she prayed to die. 6 months later, her kidneys failed. At the hospital, she was expected to die. And to the perception of the staff, she actually did. At that moment, Carla no longer perceived herself in the hospital bed. She found herself in a beautiful meadow surrounded by woods. Finally, free of pain, she rejoiced. But a voice spoke to her, informing her that it was not her time to go. She was given a choice of dividing her lessons into another lifetime or continuing with her current one. She decided to return to complete her lessons and finish her journey. Immediately, she was back in her pain-filled body in the hospital, surrounded by doctors and nurses working feverishly to bring her back to life. From then forward, she continued with a sense that she was of service and that she had work to do, a mission even to fulfill. So, very descriptive words from Jim here to tell us what was this experience that Carla had when that Rob mentions here, when she actually left the incarnational experience and then returned by choice. Many things we could take out of, you know, this experience and how Carla was treated as a child. I remember when Carla was 13, what was she? She must have been in the 50s, right? So Carla was a child of the 50s, yes? Because I know she was 40, 41, around my age in the 80s. So, yeah, she must have been born in 1940-something, 45 maybe, something like that. So, yeah, she was a child of the 50s, so you can imagine the culture there and how, you know, her parents noticed that she was gifted, and so the way to incentivize her gifts was to, you know, criticize her all the time. Little did they know that she was born with the desire to serve, and criticism just doesn't help for that, right? It doesn't allow for the child to develop his or her gifts. In any case, she decided to die at that point, and she did die, but then she had a near-death experience that brought her back to life. She decided it, and she stayed for another 60 years or so when she was 13. So there we go. We have that explanation out of the way. And just keep in mind that the renal distortions that she had were a sort of potential for exiting the incarnation. This is a long answer, by the way, probably the longest one we have. Ra continues and says, the nature of this entity is gay and sociable, so that it is fed by those things we have mentioned previously, the varieties of experience with other selves and other locations and events being helpful, as well as the experience of worship and the singing, especially of sacred music. This entity chose to enter a worshipful situation with a martyr's role when first in this geographical location. I think they're referring here to her desire, which Carla talked about this in her commentary. She wanted to sing in church, but she wasn't allowed because there was something going on with Christmas. I think because they moved just before Christmas, and though she said that church said that people would rush in to want to sing on Christmas but then leave afterwards, and they didn't want that to happen, so they denied her. She ended up singing it somewhere else, and that's just talking about this. And I love the word of the use of the word gay here, because if you listen to Ra, you know that they have a lot of medieval times vocabulary, and the word gay was meant to, you know, signify joy or happiness in medieval times. It was just later used to describe brothels and prostitutes because, well, their attitude and the environment there was pretty happy, and that's how you attract clients, right? So it was used for that, and then it was used to describe homosexuals. So that's the etymology or the story, history of the word, if you didn't know. Interesting stuff for me, probably boring for the rest of the world, but I still can contain myself. Okay, so let's move to the rest. This is the last part of the answer. Ra says, therefore, the feeding by worship has taken place only partially. Yeah, she couldn't sing. Similarly, the musical activities, though enjoyable and therefore of a feeding nature, have not included the aspect of praise to the Creator. The instrument is in a state of relative hunger for those spiritual homes which it gave up when it felt a call to martyrdom and turned from the planned worship at the location you call the Cathedral of St. Philip. This too small be healed. This too shall heal. This too shall be healed gradually due to the proposed alteration in location of this group. So, a lot going on with Carla's activities and things that brought her joy with church and going and singing and being part of it largely. But this would also be changed and healed when they move back to Kentucky, in essence. So that is that. Carla's return to being able to do the things that she wanted, and which was something directly related to worshiping the Creator in the way that she enjoyed it. Let's move to the next question. I want to get halfway through, at least. Don says, then as I understand it, the best thing for us to do is advise the instrument to drink much more liquid, and I would imagine the spring water would be best, and we will, of course, move. We could move her out of here immediately, tomorrow, say, if necessary. Would this be considerably better than waiting 2 to 3 weeks for the allergies and everything else? And Ra, as expected, say, such decisions are a matter of free will choice. Be aware of the strength of the group harmony. So, first, we can see Don's desire to keep Carla as healthy as possible, and who wouldn't do that, knowing that her health is deteriorating in the place where she's at? I think we would all react the same way, but I just wanted to point that out because we can easily miss that. And then the other thing is that Ra says, that's up to you. Just be aware of the harmony between you guys. You see, don't lose that from sight. Always keep in mind the harmony that you guys have. Everything else would come up as an additive to it, and you will be able to deal with it in harmony. Something difficult to do, as we all know, when we're facing a strong catalyst that has to do with our association with, you know, the necessity of keeping ourselves healthy and alive and so on. It's a tough lesson, but one that we have to learn if we want to learn how to die. So let's move to the next question. This one is a bit longer. We're going to get a couple that are short. Question 6, Don says, is there anything with respect to the present spiritual or metaphysical condition or physical condition of this and it says house address. We know that this is Hobbs Park address, where Jim lives, and hey, where I was a couple of months ago. That we are contemplating that Ra could tell us about, that we would, that would be the deleterious to the instrument's health. So the new house, which is the house where they continue to live, where Don died, and of course where Jim is still at. Ra says, we may speak to this subject only to note that there are mechanical electrical devices which control humidity. The basement level is one location, the nature of which is much like that which you have experienced at the basement level of your previous domicile. Less humid conditions would remove the opportunity for the growth of those spores, mold, to which the instrument has sensitivity. The upper portions of the domicile are, almost in every case, at acceptable levels of humidity. There are going to be a couple of more questions here in this line, but what's important here is that, like I said, this is the house in which they moved in, the last house where they moved. Don died there, Carla died there, and Jim is still living there as of the recording of this session. Jim being in his 70s, late 70s, I think, or around there, mid 70s maybe. And yes, so Ra is saying, in essence, I think that there are dehumidifiers there, like it was in Louisville, the other house where they had 105 sessions in the basement. And this helps, of course, to keep humidity low, so there is less mold, less spores being ejected all over the place, and so it'll help Carla. So those are the only comments that they have, and of course, yeah, the upper, well, this is not of course, but the upper levels of the house. So this is a two-story house. I didn't get to this second floor, but yeah, first floor, second floor, they were fine in levels of humidity. Let's move to the next question. And is that question 7? Where are we at? Yes. Question 7. Don says, how about the metaphysical quality of the house? Could Ra appraise that, please? Ra says, this location is greatly distorted. We find an acceptable description of this location's quality to elude us without recourse to hackneyed words. Forgive our limitations of expression. The domicile and its rear aspect, especially, is blessed, and angelic presences have been invoked for some of your time past. I was there, like I said, in, I mean, it's been 40 years since then, but exactly 40 years. And I can say that, of course, Jim's maintenance of the rear part of the house, the patio, the backyard, it's just gorgeous. I'm going to leave some pictures that I took here, and you can see it's how beautiful this garden is. Jim being a gardener, and all this time he's just been dedicating himself to just maintaining it beautifully. And you know, the fish pond that they have there, which my wife actually had some vision before we even went there, it's just beautiful. Like, this place is emanating with energy that is incredible. And you know, it's interesting to see that this was already present at the time. And I mean, all they did was to enhance, you know, this place. So you can imagine who will be the next one to stay there. I would believe, you know, the guys, Gary, Austin, Trish, they are going to inherit this place as the headquarters for LNL Research. I'm not sure, but man, what a beautiful place that was. And especially when surrounded by so many people and seekers that went there. It was my first time going to Jim's house in homecoming event, which they didn't do since prior to Carla's death, I think. And they did it last year and this year. We're talking about 2023 and 2024. So yeah, just sharing some of my experience here. But yeah, that's, I'm not sure what they mean by, I can imagine what they mean when they say greatly distorted, meaning that there is a lot of activity, there is a lot of stuff going on. It doesn't seem to be or it didn't seem to be something negative, like in the one that they didn't move into. And yeah, just, I guess they didn't want to repeat themselves too much. That's what they meant by hackneyed words. And then they asked for forgiveness of their limitation of expression. We all have that, Ra. We all have that. No worries. But of course, Don is going to go after this. The next question. And he says, I'm not sure that I understand what Ra means by that. I'm not sure that I understand whether the place is metaphysically extremely good or extremely negative. I like that. What did you mean? Could Ra clear that up, please? And so Ra says, we intended to stress the metaphysical excellence of the proposed location. The emblems of such preparation may well be appreciated by this group. So the harvest, the that's what the emblems mean. I had to look that up because I didn't know. But yeah, the product, what you collect out of this, which is, you know, what has been sowed there in that land, in that house, yes, you know, reaping that would be appreciated. So it's an excellent house, and that's why they kept it. And like I said, I wish you could be there and feel, you know, the just everywhere, the house, inside, outside. Maybe I was drunk with the people's energy and so on, but it was just beautiful. So yeah, excellency for the proposed location in the house. Dunn asks in question 9, would the cleansing by salt and water then be necessary for this property, or would it be recommended, shall I say? So, is it necessary or recommended? Ra says, there is the recommended metaphysical cleansing as in any relocation. No matter how fine the instrument, the tuning still is recommended between each concert or working. Beautiful parallel there between instrument being musical instruments. I think we could interpret instrument as, of course, you know, with a negative mindset, we would think like, oh, Carla was an instrument for manipulation of Ra and who else, you know, other channels. But now instrument always means, whenever they say instrument here, they are comparing it to a musical instrument because they're playing music with it. And yes, between each concert or working, a concert, you need the instruments tuned in. Every working that they did, they had to tune in the instrument. So it's helpful to do this cleansing and all the banishing ritual and everything that they did. So, and I think Jim still does this, I don't know how often, in the house. And yeah, so that was recommended. These are the short questions, I think. And then we'll move to a last one, a couple more. Don says in question 10, okay, and if the instrument stays out of the basement, do you think the humidity and physical conditions would be good for the instrument then? Is that correct? Ra says, nope. Then Don says, the humidity. We must do something about the humidity in the whole house then to make it good for the instrument. Is that correct? Ra says, yes. In essence, just take care of the whole humidity in the house. It'll prevent mold. Question 12, Don says, I'm going to come back to a couple of points here, but I have to get in a question here about myself. Wow, Don asking about himself. Isn't that interesting? It would seem to be critical at this point. Wow, even that. Just pay attention to Don's words here. Can Ra tell me what is physically wrong with me and what's causing it and what I could do to alleviate it? So Don is, for the first time, I think, not the first time, but the first time that he intensely asks about his health. Ra says, the questioner is one also in the midst of further initiation. During this space-time, the possibility of or for mental emotional distortion approaching that which causes the entity to become dysfunctionally is marked. Further, the yellow ray chemical vehicle of the questioner is aging and has more difficulty in the absorption of needed minerals, such as iron, and other substances such as papaine, potassium, and calcium. Papaine being papaya's extract. It seems like he was taking some of that. I don't think we have this in our diets normally. Maybe he was consuming the fruits or supplements, who knows. Ra finishes and says, at the same time, the body of Yellow Ray begins to have more difficulty eliminating trace elements such as aluminum, or aluminium if you are from the other side of this part of our world. The energizing effect has occurred in the colon. I actually like more aluminium. It sounds more like Spanish, aluminio. In any case, the energizing effect has occurred in the colon of the questioner, and the distortions in that area are increasingly substantial. Lastly, there is a small area of infection in the mouth of the questioner which needs attention. I just thought, I'm sorry that I'm diverging so much, especially with aluminium. But yeah, I just noticed that I said from the other side of the world, but also there are parts in our side of the world, the Americas, where people say aluminium, such as Jamaica, I'm sure of that at least, and other countries which have an influence of British English, I think. Don't quote me on that, that's my limited and ignorant knowledge. But yeah, I like aluminium. It reminds me of my mother tongue. And aluminum sounds like one of those, not abstraction, what is, I forget the word. I don't want to say, no, I'm not going to say anything. Just deviation. Aluminum. Why aluminum? Anyhow, back to the material. So, yeah, here's the question where we will bring it to one of the last episodes that I'll make here, where I'll talk about the condition of Don and Carla and their work together, metaphysically, spiritually, and yeah, at the level of heart and love and wisdom. So first, Ra confirms that Don is going through initiation, a particular initiation. During this time, the possibility for this mental and emotional distortion, where she or he gets very dysfunctional, is marked. This is highlighting basically how Don was going through a strong disturbance in his mind and emotions, with something that is again described a lot by Carla and even Jim, talking about his mental state, which is really what deteriorated in the end, not his body. However, his body though was also deteriorating, is aging, and it also has some difficulty absorbing some minerals and such as iron, papaine, potassium, and calcium. And so he needed to pay attention to that. There was something in his colon. He had issues trying to eliminate trace elements such as, like I said, aluminum. But this aluminum, I'm not even sure that we need aluminum. I think that's just something that it's present, and more than anything in our modern diet that seems to be present a lot. We don't need that. I think those are one of the heavy elements. Somebody in the comments, correct me if I'm wrong, but we shouldn't have this aluminum in our body, but we do. And so getting rid of it, you know, getting rid of those heavy metals. Sorry guys, I'm not talking about heavy metal. Yes, I'm talking about the actual mineral or metal, not the music. So we don't want to get rid of heavy metal. I think I have to mention it again, because a couple of people have told me that I did a sort of negative comment about heavy metal. I love heavy metal, or at least I used to listen to a lot of heavy metal. So I have nothing against it. I actually still have a lot of, you know, I cherish a lot heavy metal. So yes, love it. And I have people who have reached out to me who play heavy metal, and I love, you know, their music. Very touched by this law of one as well. But yeah, okay. I keep deviating to topics that are not related to this. Now, this is personal material, so I said I was going to talk about my personal stuff too. Why not? So another thing that he had was an infection in the mouth. But yeah, I think the physical is just, you know, the reaction of the mental emotional state that he was going through, and the reason why he was going through this mental emotional state was because of the spiritual. So we go from physical, mental to spiritual, even though Ra talked about it reversed, right? They mentioned it first, there is initiation is always spiritual. Then there is, of course, as an impact of this, some mental emotional agitation which caused the body to respond appropriately, I guess. And yes, that is all the stuff that we have been seeing, although some of them, I guess, could be contributed to aging in general. So let's cover the last question for today, and that will be a follow-up question from Don here. Don says, could Ra recommend what I should do to improve my state of health? Beautiful that he asked this. Ra says, we tread most close to the law of confusion in this instant, but feel the appropriateness of speaking due to potentially fatal results to the instrument. It's interesting, right? Because he's talking about himself, but they're so interconnected. We pause to give the questionnaire and the scribe a few moments of space-time to aid us by stepping away from those distortions which cause us to invoke the law of confusion. This would be helpful. There are a few moments. I actually listened to the tape and it's like 10 seconds of silence. Unless it was paused, I doubt it, but then yes, I think it was 10 seconds. Then Ra continues and says, I am Ra. We appreciate your attempts. Even confusion on your behalf is helpful. This is beautiful, actually. Let me talk about this before we continue on. First, they're talking about, okay, we're going to get very close to the law of confusion. So how about we pause and you guys relax your tensions, your fears, or whatever it is that was interfering or possibly causing an interference for Ra's answer to be damaging to their free will. In other words, if they were predisposed to react emotionally or to not take this as just general guidelines, then they feel that they would be infringing free will somehow, because they would possibly try to make or take decisions based on what Ra said. That's my speculation or my interpretation of this. It's just relax for a moment. Those thoughts that can be, you know, interfering with what we're going to say. And I love that last part. Even confusion on your behalf is helpful. Let me try to describe this, because when we think we know, right, we get into the state of not absolutism per se, but a state of, you know, we know what's happening. If you relax that and you even go to that state of confusion, right, because when you're learning, what is your state? You don't know and you're kind of confused. It's not that you're badly confused, you're not suffering because of the confusion, but yeah, if you ask a question, you say, I'm kind of confused, I want an answer to this. That state of confusion is very helpful, because you're sort of you're malleable, you are easily impressed at that time. So when in this relationship of teach learning, it's important to be in that state of confusion, or just openness, if you will. So even confusion on your behalf is helpful. Let's move to the answer. Ra says, the questioner has, in the recent past, allowed a complete transfer of mental emotional pain from the questionnaire to the instrument. The key to this deleterious working was when the instrument said words to the effect of the meaning that it would be the questionnaire and be the strong one. I have to explain this. The questioner could be as the instrument, small and foolish. The questioner, in full ignorance of the firm intent of the instrument and not grasping the possibility of any such energy transfer, agreed. So this is the description of what set up the conditions for Carla and Don to go into initiation. I'll probably mention this question in that episode where I will talk about this particularly. But this is what happened. Carla said to Don, "You're very stressed. Let me take over, you know, those things that you take care of, and you can take care of the small and foolish things that I do." So they reverse roles here, you see. And this was a sort of agreement, you know, that Don said, like I said, Ron says that unknowingly of the energy transfer that was going to happen, Don said, "Okay, let's do that." Carla was also, you know, unaware of the effects that this was going to have, but it was her desire to take over Don's responsibilities. I forget what that was. Maybe it was the handling of the renting, talking to landlords and things of that kind. But yeah, that was the exchange that happened. And Ra is explaining it here. That's what caused it. See? And so, again, we will talk about this more in further episodes, but let's finish with what Ra said here. And they say, "These two entities, Don and Carla, have been as one for a timeless period and have manifested this in your space-time. Thusly, the deleterious working occurred. By agreement, in care and caution, it may be undone. We urge the attention to thanksgiving and harmony on the part of the questionnaire. We may affirm the previous recommendation, in general, of the skills and the purity of intention of the one known as Bob, and may note the sympathetic illness which has occurred due to the instrument's sensitivities." So once again, the unsung hero of the raw material, Bob, the healer. I think Carla in the 90s said that he already retired at that point in the 90s, so we don't know about Bob, if he's gone from this planet or not, but much love to Bob. We don't know his last name, but I think our appreciation and gratitude can reach Bob. Everybody, please, just send some appreciation right now for Bob. Hey, I feel that thanks to Bob, Carla was able to live longer and serve even more. So, yeah, you see, the small things that we do in life, they have an impact that we'll never see. And we're not supposed to see. We're not meant to see, you know, the fruits of our actions. Otherwise, you know, we have to embody a sort of person to see those fruits, and that's just karma. Why would we want to generate that? In any case, here is emphasized the bond that they had, Don and Carla, and that's why this happened, because they could share energy pretty easily, it seems. By agreement, in care and caution, that working could be undone. So in essence, let's go back to our roles. I was able to feel some of your load, they could say to each other, and let's go back to our roles. We can deal with this. You know, let me be the best I can with my own energy, and you can be the best you can with your own energy. And like they said, we urge the attention to thanksgiving and harmony on the part of the questionnaire. So they told Don, be grateful, be in harmony with what's happening, just bring that that wisdom to it. And then again, Mr. Bob, we already gave him our praise. Last part of this answer, Ross says, "Lastly, we may note that to the one known as Peter, several aspects of the distortions experienced by the questionnaire, the instrument, and the scribe may be quite apparent and rather simply traduced to lesser distortions." Let me cover this last one. Why not? Because it's about Peter. Don says, "What is Peter's last name? I'm not familiar with who he is." And Ra says, "The name by which this entity chooses to be known is Inman." So I guess that's his last name, or maybe his actual name, Peter Inman, or just Inman, and they knew who they were talking about. But yeah, that was Peter. And their last recommendation was, we may note that for Peter, several aspects of these distortions, Don's distortions and the instrument, and also Jim, they would be quite apparent and rather simply move, transfer to lesser distortions. I am not sure what Peter or Inman did, maybe also metaphysical healer, and he could help in, they use the word traduced, which in other opportunities they have used, and it's a very obsolete word. I think the meaning now of word traduced is now something pejorative or denigrating, something like that. But the obsolete, which again, Rob being old school in language, of course that's what they meant. To my understanding, it doesn't fit the other translation that is current right now. So traduced would be a transfer, it's a crossover. It's a, I said sessions ago that in Spanish, traducir means to translate. To translate is to bring from one state to the other, to move to another state. And that's what traduce actually meant in the past. And I'm pretty sure that's what they meant here. So Peter or Inman would actually be able to transfer these distortions into lesser ones, or move them into lesser ones. That's it. We've come to the end of this first part. Conclusions. Again, I just want to take the time to say that this last insight that we have in terms of Don and Carla leave us with a lot of understanding about the nature of spiritual work in us. And I keep saying it, I'm not trying to entice you into the last episodes, but I feel like I could do a better work just dedicating completely to the end of the raw material and then talk about this. But yeah, this spiritual work that is done from the heart and into the throat chakra, basically love and wisdom, we can avoid it. We cannot avoid it. We're either working on lower energy centers with self-image and our, say, contribution here in society and so on, or we're working, you know, with our mental emotional states, which have to do with love and wisdom. These things are happening all the time. All catalyst that is being brought up is trying to go to the heart center to be processed spiritually, depending on each one of us. That's another thing. There is no such thing as a recipe for, you know, how do I work in love and wisdom? It depends on you, because you're the one who has a specific configuration, or let's say, a state, a crystallized center, energy center, that can deal with this in such and such a way. So what is important is to know the nature of the heart and the nature of the throat chakra, which is communication, expression, wisdom. And from there, you can see how it helps to see what is it that I can do with this specific catalyst to bring it to that work, that spiritual work, that what will generate, or the product of it would be, a more balanced self, harmonious self. That is the end result of working in indigo. Non-duality, pure being, balanced being. I'm okay with things as they are, the more I process things. But everything needs to move up from the bottom to the top. In terms of energy centers, I mean. So that's it. That's all I got. I appreciate you listening and watching, if you are on YouTube at this point. As I get close to the ending of this session, I will say in advance that I don't know the future of what I will be doing because of several things that are also happening around synchronistically my life here where I live and the things that I'm doing. But I will continue in one way or another to spread my message to everything. I know most people just know me for covering the raw material, but I have my own teaching, I have my own experience, and I have my own way to see things, and that has also been impressed in other videos that I make. So I will continue in that direction. I'll talk about more about this in the last episodes of this series. But yeah, if you are interested in supporting what I do here, I think the best way you can do that is to consider going to Patreon, where I just have a subscription-based platform where you can just support what I do. It goes a long way just to be there. And I know a lot of you have entered as free members. If you're there and you just want to consider one of the subscriptions, even the lowest one, everything just helps. If you're interested, of course, in what I do, my teaching and everything else, you can find information in the description of every single video. And that's it. I'll be mentioning this in more details in the future, but yes, consider doing that. I appreciate you for everything you do, just listening and watching and moving through your own path, and the contribution that that does with everything in the collective. So keep doing that. Not that is you're able to stop it, right? You can't stop this momentum. Take good care of yourselves. Have a good day or good night, whatever you are. And I'll see you in part 2 and final of session 106 and the whole raw material.